And welcome to the Social Media Selling System. I'm Laura Roeder. That's me right there. You can find my website at lauraroeder.com. Without further ado, let's get started. So you can find me on Twitter as LKR. If you would like to tweet about this presentation, what you think or what you're learning or any of that good stuff, I would love that. Make it a little more interactive. And you can do that by using the hashtag SMSS for Social Media Selling System, or you can just mention my name at LKR anywhere in your tweet. So before I dig into the content, I just want to tell you a little bit about me and who I am in case you haven't met me yet. So again, my name is Laura Roeder, and I've been creating websites and creating online communities since I taught myself how in the mid-90s. So I was very, very young in the mid-90s. I was really just a kid playing around. But it was really the beginning of the web and a very exciting time, and it's been really fun for me to see how the web and online spaces have changed and how they've grown. A lot of the tools have changed, the sites have gotten more advanced, we can do some really cool stuff now that we weren't always able to do, but I found the concepts have really stayed the same no matter what the tools are. When I started my business a few years ago, I was a web designer creating websites for small businesses. And what I found as a web designer is my core talent was really that I would explain to my clients the overall marketing purpose of the website. Some designers just threw something up that would look pretty, but I really made an effort to give my clients something that would market their business using the web. And so they were always asking me about how to get more leads through the web, about, you know, all this crazy social media stuff that I did just for fun. I figured out, hey, people will pay me for just the social media portion. And that's what's really fun for me to do. So now my business is focused on helping really small businesses use social media for marketing purposes in their business, not just for fun, but to bring in leads, to bring in web traffic, and make money with social media. And that very directly relates to what I'm going to teach you today, which is 5 steps to sell on social media without being pushy or spammy or weird or yucky or any of that stuff that we do not like on social media, of course. And when I say sell, I mean not like how to build relationships that later lead to sales. That's very important, but that's not what I'm going to talk about today. I'm going to talk about directly making sales from social media. So the first question is, why do we want to sell with social media? Why are you wasting your time listening to me today, right? The reason why you want to sell with social media is that, one, selling and relationships really go hand in hand. You know, I've heard people say that selling really is just furthering the relationship. You're showing someone that you can meet their need. It's an equal exchange of value. And what's great about social media is that know, like, and trust factor, that know, like, and trust space has really already been created. So it really transitions really smoothly to selling. Also, social media, if you're using it for your business, it requires some sort of ROI, return on investment. I mean, a lot of people will tell me that they've been using social media, maybe it's fun or maybe they hate it, but they haven't seen any difference in the bottom line to their business. And I hate to hear that. And I think it's because a lot of people are not really using it for business. They're using it for fun, and maybe someone's told them that you can't sell on social media. That's something you hear a lot, like, oh no, social media is not the place for that pushy, spammy selling. That's bunk. It's not the place for spam and being pushy, but you can sell on social media. And I want you to turn something that you're already doing into a sales channel. If you're already spending your time on Facebook and Twitter, you should be moving your products and services in those spaces. I do want to put up a caution sign, though. See, it says really big here, caution. Today's presentation is focused on selling, but selling should only be a very small amount of how you spend your time on social media. I have a lot of other material out there about community building and relationship building and being your authentic self and marketing on social media. all those things are really, really important. So I don't want you to listen to today's presentation and get the idea that you're going to start using Twitter to send out constant sales pitches. That's definitely not the way it works. But I want you to incorporate this information about selling in your time on Twitter, in your time on Facebook. So we're focusing on, we're really zooming in on a small area here, but it is a small area of your bigger kind of social media marketing picture.